Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked. You know, this profession is interesting in that, you know, I basically got fired yesterday, and then my day of work today consisted of me in Zoom meetings listening to the guy that fired me, and then, you know, locked in a spaced out room, you know, with my replacement for 4 hours today. So there aren't a whole lot of jobs that are like that, but I know how difficult it is to play the quarterback position, and I know that room is so important to the guy that's playing in terms of everybody having your back and pulling in the same direction. So you know, today's a day to digest a little bit, and we'll get away for the bye a little bit, but yeah, I mean, once this thing starts up again, you know, I've got to do my best for Tua to help him out. I mean, I've been, you know, starter, I've been benched all kinds of different ways, but this one just really, more so than any of them, you know, I think this organization and what we've been through the last year and a half, you know, this was kind of the first place other than Buffalo where I just felt fully, you know, committed and invested and felt like it was my team, you know, and so to have that, I think that's a lot of the reason why my heart was so heavy yesterday, but, you know, that's the direction that the organization's going, and, you know, I've just got to accept it.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Here, real talk. You didn't get fired.
You didn't get fired, bro.
Okay. You lost your position.
Mm-hmm.
Got demoted.
But you didn't get fired. Right. But you didn't get fired.
Check still cashing.
Now, when you are demoted, I would say it's usually a result of poor play. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so why it hurts so much is because you got to think, Ryan Fitzpatrick was feeling pretty good about himself the last couple of weeks, right?
What you're saying, though, in this last 30 seconds, though, Leroy, is totally where I'm at with it. Like, I don't have a problem with Ryan Fitzpatrick being hurt, being heartbroken, feeling blindsided. I don't have a problem with that. But you pointed it out. It was just a bit much yesterday. That's all.
And
like
if it wasn't bye week, it doesn't happen like this.
Maybe not. But everything that you're pointing out there, I'm with you. But the other point of it is, I just felt like he kind of put it over the top a little much. Heartbroken. My team. fired with the guy that I was fired with, the guy that fired me, the guy that replaced me. It's like, all right, man. Like,
he would put whipped cream on poop.
Yeah, like it just. I felt like he played it up way too hard yesterday.
I'm starting to think why I have more of a problem with this. You are also known for throwing a little cheese on top.
Excuse me?
Of situations.
Excuse me?
And I think I'm more upset that you're taking somebody else's situation and accusing them of the very thing you do all the time.
What are you talking about? What do I do that's like this?
The old mountain on the molehill, mountain out of a molehill analogy applies to you all the time.
No.
What?
No.
What? Come clean. They already know. The people already know.
They don't know.
You what? That maybe you don't overdo it?
I've never done that.
We know how you were going to feel. We have our tour.
Yeah.
Of course.
He ruined the party. He ruined the party.
No, he didn't. You know why he didn't? Because there's no game this week. They're getting ready to go on a little vacation.
The Dolphin has not been as excited as they were on Tuesday.
You don't have a game this week. He'll be fine.
No. It was a move where he said, oh, but what about Fitzy, the beard? Well, see the beard, guys? I can put the aviators on, look like McGregor again. All right, dude. Listen, we get you. You're adorable.
Oh my goodness.
You're an old mascot. Look at you.
Hold on.
You want me to pinch your cheeks?
Robbie, has there ever been a guy rats off a ship quicker than this guy?
I was never on the ship. I took an oath last year not to rip him.
But, come on, dude.
Bro.
You're rats off a ship.
Dude, he led the team in rushing. He's 40.
His fault?
He
led the team in rushing. He should lose his job?
Calling his own number a little much. Call your number. Really? He's a stat patter. I'm going to say what it is. He's a stat patter.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. He longs to be Michael Vick.
You think that Tua will ever get intercepted by a pair of ass cheeks in his career?
Dude, we'll never see a play like that again.
That's incredible.
I did catch a touchdown on my back, though.
I feel like you've told this story. You fell over?
I got shoved to the ground because I ran the route where I shouldn't have ran it. Bernie was throwing it to somebody else. The ball got batted up in the air and fell on my chest in the end zone. I was like, wow. Well, hello. Hello, Mr. Touchdown.
Robbie, do you want to hit the ID here and give us some headlines?
The Ticket is the home of every Miami Heat game.
Bam. Get it! Seconds left. Oh my goodness, what a play!
WAXY South Miami and WSFS HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Yes, it's brought to you by the fine folks at Modelo Especial, the perfect beer for the home tailgate, brewed with the fighting spirit, and brought to you by the Orion Fuels downstairs convenience stores. Truly steps beyond convenience. You guys are kind of right.
Mail tip number 5.
What are you doing?
Whoa.
My volume was up.
Clearly.
Hey, when that happens.
Go ahead, Robbie.
Well, Tobin, I feel like you're kind of right about what Fitzpatrick ruining the party. Like,
He did.
I feel like, you know, Tua's announced a starter, and we're all partying left to right.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And then all of a sudden, and then all of a sudden, some guy just walks into the party, and then all of a sudden, you know.
I was shocked by it. You know, it definitely caught me off guard. And, you know, it was a hard thing for me to hear yesterday, just kind of digesting the news. My heart just hurt all day. Like, it was heartbreaking for me.
Yeah, and then the party just died. It's like, ugh.
And then Tua couldn't even enjoy it. Tua's like, you know, I'm happy, but I hurt. to see Fitzpatrick hurt. It's like, all right, well, great.
Party's over, guys. Yeah. Everybody go home.
Tua's sitting here. He's getting shout-outs from Rick Ross. He doesn't even want it. He's just like, hey, Rick, can we kill it, bro? Like, Fitzpatrick's over here crying. Tua Tagovailoa.
Rose.
No. Tua Tagovailoa. No. Hey. Not now. Rick. No. Fitzy's crying.
You know what Fitzpatrick's probably saying?
It's still real to me, damn it.
I thought it was a franchise quarterback. It's still real to me, damn it.
Come on, man. Why are we making fun of Fitz?
It's still real to me, damn it.
Bro, you're all right. You're like 8-13.
So you're saying basically Fitz went all WWE on the situation?
Yeah, he's like 8-13 as Dolphins quarterback. Calm down, bro.
Oh, really? It was his fault?
Chad Henne had a better record. Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. Now we're doing that. Don't what? Look. Can I just say,
how about win a few ball games?
Don't try to make the numbers fit. Oh, my God. I sent you to play. You guys, man. Whew. Thank God I didn't play football during this time. Social media. I would have blasted.
I love the title of this. Leroy Horde takes a nap, scores a touchdown. Scores a dream touchdown.
Dude, I'm telling you, I was like a turtle. I couldn't get up.
Because you have those giant-ass shoulder pads. That's why I haven't even seen the play yet.
Look at that celebration, Leroy.
Oh, Kozar.
Yep.
Woo, big old spike.
You know who? Guess who was the holder on the extra point? First of all, see Matt Stover? He kicked forever. Mark Rippon.
Oh.
I can't get over these shoulder pads.
Dude, everybody was wearing them. Look around.
No, they aren't. I'm looking. They went right to somebody else, and they all look normal. You.
No, that's because Joe Morris was the other running back that came up to me. He's tiny.
Why do Bernie's shoulder pads look proportional?
They look floppy. Like, his shoulder pads didn't have no support.
Hey, bro.
Well, if you want to squeeze in the headlines, you guys brought up the Browns. Baker Mayfield said that 4-2 never felt so much like 0-6 before.
Oh, another guy having a pity party.
No, I can tell you why. We're caught up now in this day and age with the quarterback having to be the reason why you win, right? And if you can't accept that, a lot of guys feel they have to force the issue, right? Mm. And what's happening with Baker is that he's got a lot of talent around him. They have one of the best running games in the league, and a lot may not be asked of him. And so any mistake that he makes is kind of magnified, right? Because you have so much talent around you. All you have to do is facilitate. And people don't like hearing that. People don't like hearing game manager, right? They want their quarterback to be Patrick Mahomes. They want their quarterback to be, you know, Aaron Rodgers. Right. And that's not, you know, you can win a number of different ways. And so that's why people are on him. You know, plus everybody's looking for that what was the first year? Yeah, his first year in the league. It was awesome.
We'll take a break. Some interesting text coming in. You guys can text the show at 786-360-0790. A lot of reaction to Ryan Fitzpatrick losing his gig, having a pity party, Tua Tagovailoa being the starter, and the party getting ruined. We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. You can text show at 786-360-0790. Your texts on The Ticket are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. Texter writes in, Flores and the GM botched this one. Nationally, Dolphins are getting laughed at.
No. Now, see, that's not true. Because the one thing that most people will say about it is not, like, they haven't watched enough of the games to know about the things that I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
about the passes. because a lot of the passes against San Francisco were completed. So all you see is the end result. But a lot of those passes were underthrown. Okay, let's be clear. They're not necessarily making fun of it, but they're having the same discussion that I tried to have with you about if you earn your position, do you have to give the reasons why he lost his job? Because one of the first things all coaches say when they come in being the tough guy is, from now on, everything you get on that field, you're going to earn. You're going to compete for it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that's where, if there's any conversation, that would be the only conversation. But I'll say this to back that up. If there was a plan, to me, there seems like there was a plan to start Tua, regardless of what's going on after the bye week, because you had no intentions on winning the Super Bowl this year, to start him after the bye week, and that bye week got moved, and you clearly see that Tua is ready, and you decide to go with him because it's bye week, then that was a plan long before any of the games were played.
Let me get your reaction to this. So Omar Kelly had a piece in the Sun Sentinel where he had players talk off the record.
Nemesis.
He said, according to Dolphins players who spoke on the condition of anonymity, I think I got that one, Tagovailoa was doing, quote, all right in practices. He wasn't disappointing, but his weekly reps weren't eye-opening, indicating that a change was needed. One offensive player guessed that Tagovailoa had a mastery of about 40% of the offense. Quote, it's not bad, but he's not Fitz. However, when running Miami's scout team on offense and practicing against the Miami's first team defense, Tagovailoa apparently had a habit of holding onto the ball too long, and that is the main criticism that Alabama's coach Nick Saban had about his finest quarterback prospect. As a defensive player expressed concern that, quote, he can get hurt playing like that. This is the NFL. These are big boys, fast and hungry, and he's going to look like a snack.
That is an issue, but I will say this. The only way you're going to speed that up is to get live action. That's the only way that happens, because as so many times you've heard with young guys, they have to get to catch up to the speed of the game.
Okay.
And that means that, you know, when you're playing behind the best offensive line, and you can stand back there and pat the ball, which even your coach admitted you did in college.
Yep.
You better be built like Ben Roethlisberger. He's a guy that could get away with that. Okay, so from that standpoint, I do see something there, but you have to play in order to pick up on. Keep in mind, he hasn't played any games. If he doesn't play this year.
He hasn't played in a year.
No, but if he doesn't play this year, that means that the process starts in preseason next year.
Mm-hmm.
So you've lost a whole year.
Not even knowing if there will be a preseason next year.
Right.
Quite
right,
honestly.
Right. So I do believe that this is, you know, if you're going to do it, and you had a plan to do it, then I'm fine with it. One of the things he's going to have to get around is holding the ball. But I will say this. He seemed to get rid of the ball pretty quick when he threw the ball twice.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't seem nervous. He didn't seem like the moment was too big for him. So I'm willing to see, you know, I'd like to see it for a whole game. To see if he can be consistent with it.
The other thing that I think is tough, like with a player, I mean, I'm not going to get crazy about it, but whoever this offensive player is that's saying he's not Fitz, like, keep in mind, they literally brought in Fitz's offensive coordinator. Like, him and Chan Gailey, like, those are two peas in a pod. Like, he's been in this offense twice already. Like, there's no way you're going to expect a rookie to have a grasp of the offense like Ryan Fitzpatrick does.
Correct. Correct. No, look. There's a lot of guys on that offense that benefited from, you know, having Fitz as quarterback. And when a new quarterback comes in, sometimes his preferences change. That's just it doesn't mean you're going to be any less successful. It just means that how he looks, how he reads defenses, he might tend to look a certain area a little more than others. That's just the way it works. So when you're playing good and you having some of your best game, it happened to me. Like, I had an excellent relationship with Bernie. I knew exactly where to be when things got a little dicey and I was going to catch me a couple of passes, you know, 4 or 5 passes a game, like clockwork.
Throw it up, bro.
Right. That all changed with Vinny because, one, keep in mind, Vinny had a stronger arm.
Yeah.
So maybe he was more inclined to look down the field more,
right,
which
right.
is what the coaches wanted.
Is that why you snubbed him at Radio Row?
No, I snubbed him at Radio Row because he had a head full of gray hair and he looked like Santa Claus.
I think we're starting to get down to it, Robbie. Is that Vinny didn't look Leroy's way, you know, on the Browns, so he's harboring some old drama from Cleveland.
Hey, as usual, Omar Kelly giving me a major anxiety over to it. No, these are here. You know how I feel about Omar. He overdoes it at times to me. I feel that he does. He does that contrarian thing. He's Dolphins Tony Grossi.
But he's talking to players. He's not giving opinion.
Not even that. Okay. The issues that he is talking about are issues that Tua has had. So they are fact. Whether he heard it from somebody else, whether he heard it from somebody on the team or not, these are facts. Nick Saban said the same thing about him. Okay? So that process has to pick up. Now, I'm not doubting that it will. Like, a lot of times guys hold the ball because they can. Right? Like, when you got the best offensive line and you ain't playing with no pros on the other side of the ball, guys who are going to be playing on Sunday, it's easy to hold the ball. It's easy to take your time. Okay? But as he saw in the limited action he got, soon as he got the ball, there was a little bit of pressure.
Yep, right away.
So, if this is true, that means Mina Kimes and Dan Orlovsky are right.
What do you mean?
That you know, if he's holding the ball too long, that this Dolphins offensive line is not that good because Fitzpatrick releases the ball so quickly. And that stupid metric that she puts out is accurate.
Also, hold on.
I still don't remember what that stat is called.
Hold on. POW.
That is a real bad offensive line. I mean, they are 30th in our pass block win rate metric, which...
Pass block win rate metric.
Right. There you go. That's what I'm using to analyze the offensive line.
You know how you abbreviate that?
Yep. But look, if they're ranked 30th now, if that offensive line is ranked 30th now, what in the hell were they ranked last year?
Oh, off the charts.
Right. Look, there's certain aspects of football that you can only learn on the field. One of them is the time in which you have to speed up from college. That's just a natural thing, right? Which makes it even more incredible when you see Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert have success.
Right.
Because Joe Burrow is running for his life. That's not the case with Justin Herbert. He's sitting back there and he's got time to throw the ball. So we'll see. But that clock has to speed up.
Yeah,
and you can't speed it up in practice.
And the only thing that the only thing that scares you about that with Fitzpatrick with Tua is the fact that he's smaller than both of those guys and that he's coming off a devastating injury.
Well, here,
but if he's healthy, he's healthy. Like if they're saying he's full go, like
if
you
you're
can't
worried
keep him bubble
about,
wrap forever.
If you're worried, if you have health issues, he shouldn't be playing.
Right,
because that means he's not. If he's healthy, he's healthy.
He's healthy. He's healthy.
And that's it. That's it. If he's healthy, he's healthy. Now, I'm more than sure. I'm 100% sure that on a daily basis, because they do it for all quarterbacks, you know what they do? Every passing play, both 7-on-7, team drills, 2-minute drills, all these drills, you know what they do? They time to throw. Of every offensive pass play there is. So I'm more than sure they're on him about it. And this is part of why you're going to have these, 8 weeks before you get your first time. Because until that gets to a point where they feel comfortable with you getting rid of the football, then you can't be in there.
You see your boy Kurt Warner tweeting out about Fitzmagic?
What did he say?
I know what my man Fitzmagic is feeling. In 04 with the New York Giants, we were a playoff team after 9 games, and I wasn't playing as well as Fitz when they moved to Eli Manning. Sucked for me, but I knew it wasn't about that season, but the future. And I'd have to say, it worked out pretty well for the G-men.
Okay.
But Eli responded.
Notice what he said. I hadn't been playing well. You see what I mean? Which is what I tried to separate all situations from this one. Because I can say, I've never seen a quarterback play the way Fitz has played and then lost his job that wasn't to injury. Right? That's all I was saying about that.
Eli Manning responded to him on Twitter. He has Twitter now. He says, thanks for being such a class act, Kurt, and a great mentor for me.
I would say Fitz will be the same way. No doubt.
It better be.
No doubt. No doubt. Because you know why? There's nothing that he's done before now that would indicate he wouldn't
be. If Tua throws an interception, I can see him do an underneath golf clap.
No, really?
Silent
fist bump.
Or
start warming up in the kicking net. Just throwing balls in the net. No.
If he tries to pump up the crowd again, I don't know if he's going to be sincere.
Right. I don't remember. See, these are two different situations. I don't remember Fitzpatrick being this hurt when he was benched for Rosen. Yeah, because they sucked.
Oh, they were terrible. I think he also knew, but here's the thing. Like he did mention this yesterday. Like, I think he probably knew Rosen wasn't going to work out. He's like, this guy ain't going to work out. I'll be back. Fitzy will be back.
But he also said, I think Tua's going to be the quarterback forever. Yes. I lost my job forever, which probably stings a little bit more. While giving Tua credit, right?
Kurt Warner lost his last 2 games.
Right.
They were five and two. He lost 3 out of 4 before he lost the game.
So they were five and two.
No, they started 4-1, and then they ended up 5-4.
So yes, you replaced that. You see what I mean? Like, this doesn't have that same feel.
His last 3 games, he threw for 144 yards, 195, 193.
Not 350.
Not 350.
Right. See what I'm saying? That's where I'm getting at. Like, I can understand why Fitzpatrick is so shocked. They won the last game. Keep in mind, I pointed out the issues in both of those games, right? And he threw for 350 in one of the games.
Do you think that he's going to haze Tua now? Like, is he going to make him go?
No,
he's gonna,
I think they're cool, man.
You think he's going to take it to, like, Joe Stone grabs and make him pay, like, at the nose?
You can be upset about your circumstances and still root for the other guy.
He couldn't even stand being in the same Zoom with him for 4 hours.
Yeah, he couldn't even mute his camera, like Tubin.
Damn, Fitzpatrick.
We'll be back after this. Hey, be listening to the top of next hour. 7 out of 10 is going to give you a chance to win a new Nest Audio from Google. We're going to give you a keyword. You're going to text it to 20357 for your chance to win. Get the latest sports news from the ticket with a little help from Google. Just say, hey, Google, play 7 out of the ticket.
No.
Your chance to win is coming
hey,
on
Google,
up.
Play Peacock Pirate.
I don't know what a peacock sounds like.
I think you nailed it.
No way. Hold on.
It's a streaming service.
You guys could text the keyword to 20357. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. So be on the listen for that. A couple of NBA rumors and rumblings that are out there. Now, I found this interesting. We heard from yesterday Danilo Gallinari, where he tweeted Leroy yesterday, where to next? Which I find hilarious, because this Danilo Gallinari, what an about face this guy had over the course of the playoffs. Because this dude, he wanted the Rooster wanted to get paid. Rooster was looking at the trade deadline. He were ready to bring him aboard, and Rooster's like, "You must pay me, pay me all the money. You want me to come Heat Culture? What about Gallo Culture? I don't sound like that. I sound a little like that.
That's your hot takes. Fizz me, baby!
Man up! Man up! Man up!
Howard Tom! Tom!
Howard Tom!
Tom! Tom! Tom!
I don't sound like that. So Danilo Gallinari, he tweeted out, "Where to next?" And I find that hilarious because this guy.
Did you reply? No one cares.
I was like, hey, buddy, you had your chance. You had your chance. Riles came to you, was ready to bring you aboard, and he's like, nah, sorry, no thanks, old timer. I don't want your dough. You need to lock me up.
Yeah, so. he's at that now. I will say this. Some of those Europeans look old. How old is he?
Danilo Gallinari, he just turned 32.
Right. Which?
He just turned 32. He is hurt all the time.
I thought he was 35. Right?
The rooster can stroke it.
That's his nickname?
Yeah. Gallo.
Gallo. Gallo. Yeah, it is Gallo, but yeah.
The rooster. Right. Yep. But the whole thing was that he were going to get him at the trade deadline. He goes, they wanted to give him the old Andre Iguodala, the 1 year extension. He goes, not good enough. He tried to hose the Heat down, shake him down. So.
What if you can get him for a mid-level exception?
I don't know. I don't know what his deal is. You know, if it's one of those things where I mean, he's look, like, oh.
I'm going to be honest with you. We got enough guys that struggle defensively.
He is tall, though.
Okay, but that don't mean he's going to play defense.
Well, yeah, but it's one of those things.
We have that guy. We have that guy. Duncan Robinson has more energy. I'm not putting a guy with no energy to play no D. At least Duncan Robinson will run around and get in your way. He fouls, but he gets in the way.
According to Ira Windman back in February, Riley says, I like Gallo. I think you would have fit here really well, but it didn't work out. And somewhere you have to draw the line in the sand for your team.
Yep.
Now, there is another one that's interesting. Does DeMar DeRozan tickle your fancy at all,
nope.
Leroy?
No. Nope.
He said there's a report from an anonymous agent says DeMar DeRozan doesn't like San Antonio, doesn't want to be there.
No. Nope. You know why? I don't want three of the same player. Okay, Bam's not shooting threes, Jimmy's not shooting threes, and you're going to bring a mid-range jumper guy into the mix? No,
you bring him in here, he lights it up a little bit, you know, a little spark score for yourself, a little new role for DeMar DeRozan.
I'm trying to build a championship. I'm not bringing guys in hopes to move them for somebody else. I'm not playing that game.
Fills
we were
up,
too
dude.
Close. The Heat
Fills
were too
up,
close
dude.
To play that game.
Little off the bench Rolski for DeMar DeRozan, double D.
You think he's not an off the bench guy yet.
And I mean, he's going to be 31. Maybe it's time to take stock of what you want to do in your career.
Jimmy's older than him.
He is, but it's Jimmy's team. Sorry.
Right? No, I know. No, he's not coming off the bench, dude.
Ain't like a Fitzpatrick thing. Like you come in, it's Jimmy's team.
He's got some more time before he comes off the bench. What I would like, right? I would like a wing player that gives me a little bit of size, or I would like to see the progression that Bam makes and then get a big and have Bam go to the four.
What about this, though? All right. You lock him in for this year, right? You bring in DeMar DeRozan. All of a sudden, the expiring contract, bloop, bloop, bloop. Then all of a sudden you got that $27 million to $28 million.
He's only one more year.
Last year of his contract.
Okay, I can see it that way. If you do that,
it's almost like Mario getting the mushroom. Like Andy Ellisberg finds the mushroom and he goes, that cap right. space opening up, baby.
Right.
Okay. And you remember when we talked to D Wade? Yeah. Who's his neighbor? Who's his neighbor?
DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm. Shadow president.
Right.
You think
can DeRozan get his own? Yeah.
He can get his own. He ain't getting his own from three, but basically anywhere else on the court he could score.
They live mid-range
don't
terrace.
Don't you think you need, you know, that guy? Like, you need a more seasoned Tyler. You see what I mean?
That's tough to come by, though, man. The guy, guys who could score from anywhere and from three?
Look at where you got. Look, here's how I look at this. You made it to the finals last year.
Yep.
That means you have to bring in somebody that's a little bit different than what you have.
But how about somebody who's he has these conversations with D. Wade, shadow president, all right? He talks about the glory days of Heat culture. You know, he talks about, hey, weren't you left high and dry by the Toronto Raptors? That was kind of icy, huh? Wouldn't you want revenge on them in the Eastern Conference? Much better than San Antonio. Comes in, you know, he's like that super D. Wade scorer off the bench.
He's not coming off the bench.
Come on. We talk him in a little benchy role. Come on, buddy.
Are you serious? 31-year-old basketball player that's been the guy his whole life.
It's just a one-year deal. It's a make good.
No.
It's a make good.
No.
Lemon Pepper loses six, man. Look at him. He's got two girlfriends.
He's always been a six man. I would say a more seasoned Tyler is called Klay Thompson. No. That's not true. Klay Thompson don't have handles like Tyler. I don't know. Who's the kid from Brooklyn that everybody was talking about?
Dinwiddie?
No. The three-point shooter.
Harris.
Joe Harris?
Joe Harris.
I think
I heard him being mentioned.
They have him watch a lot of C.J. McCollum film. Like, I think that's probably a guy you look at.
C.J. McCollum, yes, I could go with that. Because that way you can have Jimmy at the point guard, CJ at the two.
But CJ ain't leaving Portland.
No, he's not.
He's not leaving Portland.
No, he's not.
DeMar DeRozan.
So who else, like, who, you want Fat Lowry? I mean, dude's got some stones. He's chunky, but he can ball and he can play some D.
He does complain a lot. I mean, but Jimmy's I think Jimmy's close with both of those guys. Jimmy's kind of close with everybody. He's sneaky. Yeah.
He's cool with every guy over 29.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right, that's it.
But it's like, honestly, though, after Wiggins was rats off a ship and now he likes Jimmy Butler, like, is the only guy who doesn't like Jimmy Butler now Karl Anthony Towns?
Yep.
And Brett Brown.
Yep.
Everybody else seems to love him. Funny how that happens.
Somebody said, Leroy is wrong. He'd need another guy who can create his own shot. DeMar can do that. I do understand that. I'm not saying that, but you can't have a bunch of guys who all they do is create their shot inside the 3-point line. Like, you need somebody who
I don't disagree that it's not perfect. But I think getting somebody of his talent,
right,
contract situation that he's in.
Yeah.
But I would be under the caveat, can they convince him to be in that type of role where he's the igniter, you know, because I'd much, like you said, I would much rather the fit of either, you know, Tyler or Goran being the starter next to Jimmy.
Right. But I wouldn't mind having a situation where Jimmy could play the one and then you have a sharpshooter at the two, but can also create his own shot. So if you find a mismatch with Jimmy, the two guard can bring the ball down the floor, right? You see what I'm saying? So
I'm just asking you, though. Do you think that Dwayne Wade has kicked it up by his fireplace with his wine and DeMar's in the living room with him also drinking some wine?
Like? I didn't get any.
That's rosé. I'm not a rosé guy. That's the one I got, so I don't know. I'm more of a red.
But you are a frosé guy.
I am a frosé guy.
Oh,
I did have that.
And let me tell you something.
Is there anything more mismatched than having...
We've had some embarrassing moments, but me spending damn near $80 on frosés for everybody, that about takes the cake.
Don't forget that it was at a bare knuckle fight.
Is that... That's worse than the churro.
Way worse.
Way worse.
So I picture a situation where, like, D-Wade's drinking his wine, DeMar's, and then he FaceTimes Riles. He goes, hey, D, what's up, man? He goes, hey, what's up, Pat? Hey, remember the time you didn't pay me? Anyway, hey,
it's got to be mentioned.
You know, wait.
Get that out of the way.
Look, when we talk to him, it's evident that is never going away.
Anyway.
Like, he was probably dancing behind him. He said, yeah, this is much better than when you wouldn't pay me. Huh.
Hey, speaking of paying, what are your thoughts on DeMar DeRozan?
How about Serge Ibaka?
I like Serge Ibaka. I don't know how much that's going to cost, though.
We're not talking about money right now. We just
I love the fit. Like the no, fit. I would love it. The I would fit. Love the fit. I would love it.
The
I would
fit
love it.
To have Serge and Bam on the court
yeah,
together.
No, I would love that. I would love
right.
that.
Because for you like got a short... guy who's going to be able to get you some rebounds. You got a guy who's, I mean, I don't know how good he is from the three, but can shoot the three, right? And you got a guy who can play defense.
We'll take a quick break. Guys can text the show at 786-360-07. I got to get away that Google Nest audio coming up in a matter of like 7 minutes. So keep it tuned here. We'll give you the code word. You guys can text it in for your chance to win. We're back after this.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.